Called Invest in Missouri, the bill which passed the legislature unanimously has been signed into law by Governor Nixon. It reinvests $1 billion in Missouri without the artificial cap placed on it for the past 50 years, which State Treasurer Clint Zweifel finds a bit bewildering.
I think it's an unacceptable policy. I mean, obviously things change through the years, and you know, policy is dynamic and changes. What is good isn't always good. But this is clearly something that taxpayers weren't getting a fair rate of return.
Zweifel championed the legislation and credits bipartisan support for its passage. He says a faltering economy helped focus the attention of legislators on the weak return the state had been getting.
I do think it changes the mindset of citizens because, families right now are going through tough times in a really tough and brutal economy, and they expect government to manage its money and their money to the best of its ability. And when you're not getting a fair rate of return, I think that's unacceptable to any Missouri family.
Current law ties the interest Missouri gets to the return of short-term U.S. Treasury securities. Zweifel estimates that breaking that tie will bring $10 to $15 million more to state coffers. The bill also expands eligibility to the state-linked deposit program, which subsidizes interest rates on about $200 million in small business and farm loans. Zweifel believes the change will help it grow to $720 million. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.